Hello everyone, this is Creating Grin. Thank you for joining us as we play Dungeons & Dragons, the 5th edition. Around the old table, throwing dice, telling stories, and creating legacies. With me as always, the Crit Crew. And to my left we have...
I'm Brian, I play Imon Drevin, the aquatic half-elf Bardadin. And Imon is very thankful to Ilias for, you know, pulling him into the tunnel.
And I'm Jason, playing Nox, a changeling rogue. I'm just sitting here contemplating whether we're going to stab a bitch or we're going to stealth a bitch.
Important questions.
You're up. You're up. Yes, it's you. Yes. You're next.
Okay. I'm confused. There's a person there.
She's just observing.
I'm Katie. I'm playing Ilias Idlewood, an Air Genasi druid, who I think we're stabbing and stealthing a bitch. But also, I don't think Ivan should be too grateful until we land.
I'm Maria. I'm playing Rilda, the drow ranger, and she's just kind of along for the ride. This is a haphazard plan, so here we go.
I'm Ashley. I'm playing Runa, our tabaxi fleric. And all I can say is, whee! Here we go!
And I am Eric, and I have the privilege of being your Grandmaster for this chapter of our tale. So, last we left off in a very quick recap, there was a plan thrown together with the cooperation of Tenant that you would help him recover his wife that was being held hostage or taken by the Empress Kashara. Upon return, he would return the favor to help you with the threat of the Prince of Demons or the Demigorgon, if I am correct.
Mm-hmm. And let us keep our little heart.
Yes.
You decided to traverse. You found out by Tenet that there was some underground catacombs or caverns that could lead you into where the Empress has kind of set up her Shadowfell-y like compound, if you will, gathering her forces. I believe there was some sort of commotion or something that forced you to dive into a hollowed out tree.
Yeah, there was a bunch of shadows that popped up.
Yeah. He basically, I think, said run. You guys decided to charge. He dove into this tree, and you goonies'd your way down into God knows what's going on. So each one of you, except for, I believe, Ilias and Imon, who will come in a little bit later, because they were kind of lagging behind, because Imon decided to fuck his roll up, I think, if I remember correctly. One at a time. I don't remember the exact order that you guys charged. I know Tenet was first.
Would you like me to tell you?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's been a week. Then Rilda, then Runa, and then Nox, and then I guess technically me grabbing Imon.
Okay. So Tenet will be the first, and then it goes to, you said Runa?
Rilda, then Runa.
Okay.
Then Nox.
So Rilda will slide to the end of this slide, and then you just kind of hang in the air for a split second, and it's a free fall down. Right. Because it doesn't like gently slide you like a child slide. You just kind of like dump into the middle of the air and kerplash into a pool of water.
Okay.
Followed quickly by Runa.
Whee!
As Nox will be the same thing.
I got you, darling.
And then I'd like the three of you to go ahead and make a athletics check for swim. As there's a brief moment in which both... Imon and Ilias are kind of sliding down.
Solid first roll of the game.
Very quickly, is there any exchange of words before you plunge in with your friends, or are we just taking the plunge?
Imon's going to say thank you and give Ilias a kiss.
Oh shit, sitting real okay. Son.
Like, when really it's like, thank you.
And as you do that, in a friendly, quote unquote, embrace,
sushi recently,
you will kind of be deposited in the middle of the air, kind of like Looney Tunes style, and then go plummeting straight down. What is the three of your
big old seven?
Okay, you're struggling with the waters.
18. I'm swimming on top of her. That's why she's struggling.
Okay.
17.
I'm very flirtatious.
7?
17.
17. Okay. Yeah. So you are struggling. I would say that Nox and Runa will submerge from this pool of water very quickly to look around and not see Rilda, and not see Tennant, and then you are going to see quickly splashing both Aemon and Ilias into the pool of water. I need the two of you to make athletics checks.
The way that they splashed seemed very romantic. Did it not?
It did. It's like they had a moment a couple seconds
ago.
That's what I heard too. Sections ago. Okay. What do we got?
10.
That's good.
16.
Okay, the two of you will untangle and submerge or come to the surface as you only see four of your compatriots. I need Rilda to make me another athletics check at disadvantages. If you feel something grabbing you, there's a pull.
Goodbye, Rilda. Disadvantage, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, that's better. a 21.
It's probably just all the water and the currents. You'll pop to the surface.
I'll reach a claw.
As you look around, yep. Quickly kind of moving over towards... as you all look and do a quick head count, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Where's Tennant?
You guys are in a cavern. It is completely dark, so anybody without dark vision is literally kind of like feeling your way.
My hair stick is still lit up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go. So it will show some illumination.
Oh, great. Once I get my bearings, I'll kind of like look around and see if I can see any kind of ledge and or shore. Or something
make a perception check.
Perception. That's a 22.
Oh, absolutely. You can see that there is a shoreline. Hold that thought. What do you got?
I maintain concentration on my spirit guardians.
Perfect. That's great. And it's a 10 foot or 20 foot diameter.
15. Let me double check. Spirit guardians is 15 feet.
Sphere?
15 foot radius. Out around me. So okay. Anybody within 15 feet of me.
Okay. All right. So currently there is five of you. You are in a chamber. There is enough lights to kind of create a dim atmosphere. There is a shoreline in which Rilda can point out. It's not very far from where everyone is. Rilda will also notice that there is a large slimy looking obstacle deeper into this cavern that's probably, I don't know, 30 feet away. Your dark vision will definitely lock onto it before any light source.
Do I see Tennant anywhere?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is all you see.
I'm gonna slowly, like, still out of breath, be like treading water towards the shoreline, and by the time I get there, I'm just gonna say, like, did we lose Tennant? Did anybody see him under the water? I was drowning, so I didn't really have an opportunity to save anyone.
Can I, like, try and look underwater?
Sure, if you'd like to.
Okay. Same perception?
Mm-hmm.
That's a 10.
I would say the 10 is going to be good enough to catch the glimpse of what you would see, a hand reaching up and then disappearing into darkness.
I lied. It was actually a 17.
So you confirm it is Tennant's hand trying to reach up as you will see some bubbles kind of moving. I'm gonna
try and grab him.
All right. I think at this point, thanks to the magic of the internet, we're going to do a map change. Set everything up. I'll have you guys all leave the room while we set this map up so you can be surprised at what you see.
Yay!
So we'll be back shortly to you. Thanks to the power of the internet. And thanks to the power of the internet, we're back. As they ruffle wrappers, because they're ready. What you currently see before you is what you can see. I'm going to illuminate how much illumination is on the stick in your hair again. Your
hair stick.
It's just what did we determine? Light, so that's 20 feet dim, 20 feet bright, I do believe.
I don't have dark vision.
Okay. And we're going to.
20 foot light.
Okay, let me give you that illumination. Light illumination is a flickering. Is it just like a light or is it like a torchlight?
It's just light.
Okay.
No, yeah. No flickering. It's magic.
Did that light up?
Yes, it did.
Perfect. Okay. So that's what can be seen. Anybody seeing in purple, that's what Rilda sees because of her dark vision, and red is what Runa sees. So you two are the only ones that can see that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have 150.
If you get confused, if Brian can carefully click on the token that is underneath, because I have your tokens, it will show you what your character sees if you want to play into that.
I was going to say, I have dark vision as well, so I can see. All right,
let me put dark vision on you.
Sorry.
You are, no, you're good. I was trying to get all this done, and that's perfectly fine. So you have, what, 60 feet of dark vision? Mm-hmm. What color do you want your dark vision to be?
Green.
Green dark vision. Advanced options. Vision color is...
Very specific. It's worth picking, guys.
There you go.
Okay.
Now, when the colors merge, they will all go to, like, normal color.
Yes.
Okay. Just explaining for the viewers. So, that's currently what you're seeing. Ilias... directly in front of you, like you swam down kind of like right below where your token is, you literally would have seen like probably 5 feet in front of you, that hand reaching out, kind of fading into nothingness, and you know it's Tenet's hand, and the bubbles escaping.
Quick side note, do you want me to flip our not a cube sideways so the viewers can see it on the screen?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
The red circle is right here. Mm-hmm. That is going to be represented where the cube is. The cube is hollowed so it can swallow things.
Okay. Just...
if it needs to. It currently stands affixed in that position where it's at.
Awesome. I would like to try and get Tenet.
Give me an athletics check.
+7 for 25.
Yep, you will dive down and you will get pressing downward. Now, the light will begin to extinguish up top. So those of you who do not have dark vision are starting to lose it because it's basically going down. It begins to illuminate the pool beneath as I'm going to say that Runa and Rilda and maybe even Nox see some sort of quick like water shifting and shaping right below but close to Ilias and Runa. As you grab a hold of Tenet's hand, Ilias, you feel something grab a hold of your kind of your other arm or your ankle or some part of you. It's gonna be time for an initiative.
Good thing I can't grow.
But you can die.
No, I'm not incapacitated.
I'm very afraid.
Okay, not too bad.
Let's hope that kind of roll continues.
Okay, so we have Nox. What do you have?
14.
Okay, and Rilda, what do you have?
16.
Ilias, what do you have?
14.
And then, Runa.
19.
You're so fast.
I'm so fast. Those count like reflexes.
And then I'm on.
You hate water 26. So much.
Ooh.
I want to get out of here. We need to wrap this up.
I rolled a nat 20. Oh,
nice.
Awesome.
Came to play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over these goddamn pools and this goddamn well.
Right. I mean, I'm an aquatic half-elf. Like, water doesn't bother me.
That's true.
I have a good swim speed. So.
Okay. So let me do all the things. Looks like it's already updated. Looks like Aimon, you are the first to react.
Aimon is going to kind of take a look down in the water, see what Ilias is doing, and is going to dive down as well.
Okay, athletics.
All right.
let's see how this athletics does. Oh boy, that's not good. That's a 3.
Everyone starts drowning.
Please don't.
Even those on the shore.
But I, being an aquatic half-elf, I do have a swim speed of 30.
Okay, yeah. You are struggling because you feel as if something is moving around you and creating a bit of a current. So you begin to dive down, but you're fighting against a wall of something. And you don't get very far. You actually have to resurface to kind of establish, because you get discombobulated and you kind of get kind of surfaced, if you will. Because
there's a pill. Outside of that, I still have my spirit guardians are still up. Probably at this point for another like 30 seconds, but I think it stays up for 1 minute.
Okay.
Let me confirm that though. Oh no, 10 minutes. So
probably they're up for a while.
Yeah, another 9.5 minutes or so at this point.
It is below, whatever's going on was below where you're currently, your guardians are swarming.
I mean, I'm gonna keep trying to swim underwater if I can use.
You want to turn your dash?
Yeah.
Sure. Go ahead. Try again.
Turn my action into a dash and try and get down underwater. Okay, that's much better. That's a 17.
Okay, that will get you even with where Ilias is, where he has grabbed onto the hand of Tenet. But you look and see there's something shaped in the water, like a silhouette, as if the water has kind of shaped itself into a physical form or hand and grabbed a hold of Ilias, and Ilias is reacting to it.
Okay.
And that will end your turn? Or do you have anything else?
Yeah, that will end my turn.
Okay, so we move to Runa. It is now your turn.
Okay. I would like to swim down. That is a 13.
That will get you down. Where are you swimming down? Are you going straight down or?
So I guess most importantly, would I know that in effect both Ilias and Imon are like of the water enough that I'm not as worried about them breathing and I'm more worried about Tenet?
I would feel like the situations you would know that they can handle breathing.
So I'm going to go for Tenet then and try to grab a hold of him. And then I'd like to use my action to try to pull him up and then use my feline agility to do the last part of the movement.
Okay, so go ahead and position where you want on the map there. I should have revealed Tenet's token. You can put Tenet's miniature on if you like.
Yep.
Okay. And where you would position yourself.
Together, I know.
So as you get into that position, you will get down, but you are going to feel and see, it should be a red circle. You can place one of those nearby, as there is an elemental creature of water that is attempting to wrestle with Ilias.
I do not see a red
circle. Underneath essentially where Runa decided to move to.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. It's going to be just below where Runa is.
Gotcha.
You will need to make a strength. Let's make it an athletics to grab Tenet to kind of wrestle him to the surface.
Okay, that'll be a 22.
Okay, so presuming that Ilias lets go of Tenet.
Please let go of Tenet.
If I can. See,
I have a good hearty yang.
I feel like you would see her paw kind of reaching towards him.
And I would let go.
Then you will grab him and pull him quickly up to the surface.
Okay.
And you will surface with Tenet.
Breathe!
Yeah. He is, when you come to the surface, he is just slumped and very heavy as he seems to be unconscious currently.
I don't know how deep we were. Would I have movement left over of my 60s?
You had to go down at least 20 feet, and then you also moved.
Probably not, because swim and all that funny stuff. So.
Okay. The next thing to go is going to be the water elemental creature, which is now going to attempt to do its things on Ilias, who it has a hand placed on.
What do I need to do?
Which, if it is 15 feet within 15 feet.
It's 20. It's 20.
Okay. Because I got down next to Ilias.
Oh, there you go. So, yes, it'll take its. Very good.
Yeah, it needs to make a wisdom saving throw.
And it has a total of 12.
That is definitely a failure. It's a DC 20. So it will take 3d8 points of radiant damage.
Gotcha.
Get blessed. Holy water.
16. So it takes 16 points of radiant damage.
Okay. Consecrated.
So it definitely is going to react so much that it will, the hand that it has placed on Ilias is going to remove, but he still kind of stays in the area currently. Mm-hmm. But.
There's the movement speeds half, is that still the thing too?
Yes, within, if it's moving within 15 feet, its movement speed is at half. Within that radius.
Sweet. Also cool.
Yeah.
So it is going to attempt to take two slam attacks on Ilias to kind of beat him deeper. 17 is its highest.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the next one it has is a 15.
No.
Okay, so one of the two is going to basically slam you down deeper, probably. It is going to do 13 points of bludgeoning damage to you. And you'll be knocked further or deeper 5 feet, essentially. And that will end his turn. As we bring in a second elemental, which you can place this miniature, as it is going to go and try to pull Rilla down out of the water.
I'm on the shore. Did I make it to the shore, or
not
am I
quite.
Still in the water?
Okay, not quite.
So I'm still just like hanging on.
So it's it definitely grapples you with the 20.
Yeah, for sure.
So you are grappled, and as you're kind of like getting to where you feel like things underneath to climb out is when you're just like a horror movie pulled back underneath the water, and we'll say like you go submerged 10 feet underwater quickly.
Super cool, amazing, and great.
And then I'm going to say that because that happened so quickly, you don't have time to hold your breath.
Yeah. Definitely.
So you got, I think it is your constitution modifier and rounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
So whatever your modifier is, that's how many rounds you got before you start drowning.
Okay.
Which, if it went down 10 feet, it would be within 15 feet of me.
Okay, so it'll start taking its... it does not have a 20, so it will fail, so it will take damage.
That was my plan all along.
Fantastic. You're
14
just so
points
smart.
Of radiant damage.
So smart.
Okay.
14. All right.
Your turns are going to be pulling people from the depths
pretty
the
much.
Entire time.
Yep.
All right. So next in the initiative is going to be Rilda.
So I'm grappled.
You are grappled. You can still do things.
Yes.
But you feel as if two things have grabbed a hold of both of your ankles and just pulled you in or under.
I did not get a breath.
Nope. So how many, what's your modifier on your console?
Plus five.
So you have five rounds.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm just trying to think about, could I do a verbal component spell?
You cannot.
No, I didn't think so. Okay. Let me think here. That changes my plans. I will try and dig deep and like have that. I'm assuming it's going to be more like a instinctual reaction because I was already out of breath from drowning originally, and now I'm drowning again. So I'm going to try to attempt to like get free and not necessarily swim in any direction, but just to like break free, just like do a crazy movement or something.
Okay, so you can use an athletics or acrobatics, your choice, to break free.
Okay. That is an 11, acrobatics.
You will twist in such a way that you will feel the grip release as you are now free.
Okay, so then I do not have a swim speed, so does that mean it's halved?
Correct.
Speed? So I will swim up, use 20 feet of movement to swim up to the surface, get my breath, and then I have another 5 feet, so I will...
What's your total speed, 30?
30.
Okay, so it's like, you got 15 feet,
right? Okay.
So you're going to get up to the surface with 10 feet, and you can move 5 feet.
Right, okay, so then I will just
towards
move...
Towards the shore.
Towards the... I will actually... I'm going to move towards where Tenet is.
Okay.
And just kind of...
Go ahead and point or move your miniature so that we can have everybody follow along.
Is this over? I'm just going to move towards Runa once. That's 5 feet, so... To try and catch my breath and also be of aid towards the other drowning person.
Okay.
And hope nobody grabs me again. And that's it.
All right. Tenet is unconscious currently, so his turn is void, but he is in the initiative order. Nox, you are up.
Right, so I'm looking around. Don't have probably much light left. So there's surface over here and over here, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So this area in here is the shoreline.
That's the shoreline.
Okay.
And then there's like where Ilias is, there's like a cluster of rocks and an alcove you could climb up into if you'd like to.
I'm going to swim towards the shoreline.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a athletics to swim. Oh, yeah. Easy enough. You will do so. So you'll be able to move half your speed.
And then I'm going to get here, and I'm just going to use a dash to get over on here.
Sure.
Onto the shore, and I'm going to start looking around for something to tie off.
There is some formations in there that you could be able to tie off on. Looks like there's a giant kind of stalag-like pillar that goes from floor to ceiling. They kind of both connect.
Okay.
You could tie off of that. Some other rock formations there as well. When you get to the shoreline, you're going to hear this kind of behind you.
I'm sorry, what was that? I missed the
movie. Okay. I don't think I have any other action. Okay. Or can I see it?
You used your bonus action to dash, so you have an action. I would assume you used your bonus action to dash.
My movement was to swim.
Correct.
Okay.
And I mean, you still have...
You still have an action. You cannot see
what
it was. You just heard it.
All right. I'm just going to... I'm going to pull out my... I'm going to pull out my moon blade and then I guess just set a reaction to dodge.
Okay.
And that'll be it.
Ilias, it brings us to you. You are underneath the water 25 feet now. Probably being able to, like, your backside would hit, like, silt or mud to where you've hit the bottom, essentially.
Oh, great. Okay. You're going to be so proud of me.
Is it the day?
Wild shape. Into a giant octopus.
I don't know if you can do that.
I can.
Sure.
It's a challenge one.
There you go. So finally, nobody sees
it.
Nobody sees it. Ilias, maybe, I think, is the only one.
So disappointed. Today's a big day.
Okay. So you will transform into a giant octopus.
The question is...
depending on what you picked.
Yeah, I don't know on that one. I don't think so.
Circle the moon.
I was going to say, if you're circle
the
moon...
You're not circle the moon.
So it's an action.
So I think it's a full action.
Yeah, it is one action.
But you are now an octopus.
But I still have my movement speed, and octopi have 60 feet.
Yep.
Swim speed.
Yep.
So I'm just going to try and swim upwards...
Yeah, easy enough. No
and
roll
get
needed.
Between maybe try and get between Imon and
flare out as a shield.
Sure.
Yeah. The water elemental. So yep. I want you to see this fuck awfully large octopus swim right at you.
Yeah, exactly.
You have no idea really what's happening either because this never happens.
No.
Correct.
Yeah. This is the first time.
Anything else there? Giant
maybe
octopi?
The kiss is what unleashed the new animal powers.
Into that unfound strength.
That's all I can do.
It was just love all the whole time. It's all you needed.
Okay. So there is going to be this kind of gross, kind of undulating as the cube is going to move. You can move it. It kind of consumes that mushroom.
That mushroom was sentient, damn it.
Maybe.
Maybe.
And that's what it does for its turn, and that's going to bring us to the very top of our second round. As Imon, you are up with this giant octopus kind of putting itself between you and this elemental creature, which is difficult to see in the shifting waters.
Yeah, I am going to swim to the surface.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, yeah.
So you will easily swim speed, definitely up, easy
now,
to go up.
Look, I do have a question, because two things. One, I do have dark vision. Two, Ilias did have the light twig. I'm assuming I would have seen that vanish when
Correct.
He shape-shifted.
Correct.
It didn't vanish. It does vanish, because you're wearing it,
right? She transferred,
it,
essentially.
So,
there's just like one spot on the octopus that's glowing.
That's like spinning poi. Like one tentacle has light.
Yeah, I'm gonna get out. I'm gonna breach the surface and just yell to everybody, out of the water!
In the water! Get that in the water!
So I was about, 20 feet down or so?
Yeah.
15 feet?
Yeah, you still got some movement.
So with my swim speed at the surface, because I don't know of this second one over there, I'm going to move past it, or in front of it.
Right.
Danger sense.
Is
those other personalities.
Your guardians are still up?
My spirit guardians are still up. However, it's only when it starts its turn or
Correct.
Moves in.
So okay.
That wouldn't have any impact
Correctly.
On either of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then I'm going to use my action to dash and get to the shore.
Okay, climbing up on
shore, and that will be all of my action, as I see this giant jello thing coming towards us.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, oh shit, we're surrounded.
As Nox is like, get back in! Get back in!
I don't see shit! I just
got... Oh, yeah. I'm blind.
Tell me where to stab, please!
I've got a rope and a blade!
All right.
I think you just see me on guard.
Yeah,
light
I don't
is,
see
light
shit.
Light is in action, so I can't cast light. So yeah, that'll end my turn.
All right, Runa, you're up.
I'm going to holding... Tendon's head above the water, swim him over and kind of like fireman heave him half out of the water at least and start like, he's not, is he breathing?
No,
he's
not
breathing.
Yeah.
Can I perform CPR, please?
You can use a medicine check to PCR.
Sorry, Tim. We might have
about to kill you.
Oh, nat 20!
Yep. So, yeah, you will do basically heave him up, and he kind of like slumps onto that kind of pillar where right there, and then next to one of those glowing mushrooms, and then you kind of perform slapping him on the back and mouth to mouth, whatever you can do, and he will. He will spit.
Thanks for that information.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
What was that?
I said bystander CPR is compressions only.
Oh, there you go. So he spits out like a bunch of water and stuff and coughs, and he's kind of coming around, but he's very groggy, obviously. He's got a pretty wicked gash on his forehead, which is kind of beginning to trickle blood. And then his leg, because you did a medicine check and you got a 20, it looks like awkwardly twisted. Like he may have hit a rock or something on the way down.
Ouch.
So... Runa's moved over at the mushroom and thrown
Tenet halfway.
We're
still kind of halfway in, halfway out.
Yeah.
As you look towards the mushroom, it goes...
Hello, my friend.
You look so delicious.
Are there anything dangerous here?
No.
Everything.
Okay.
Thank you, friend.
You're either. Aren't
you?
You're
anything else, Runa?
Nope.
Die.
Okay.
I'm not prepared to die.
So the water elemental that was intercepted by this giant octopus is literally going to like disengage and submerge itself deep. Like it's going down to the bottom.
Run away.
So it'll shift, it'll go here, and then I'm gonna just
ink that motherfucker.
Submerge it. And that'll bring us to the other water elemental that is going to just stay where it's at. And then we're going to bring it to Rilda.
Can I tell that, like, I saw the cube.
If you click on your token, Brian, click on our token, it'll show you what you can see. All you see, like, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
The purple's what you can see.
All of the purple and, of course, you can also see all of that. It's just different colors.
Correct.
So I am going to use my movement to get to shore.
Yep.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three. That's all I got. And then I will fire at the cube. Because he doesn't seem nice. And I will also, before I take a shot, I'll yell back, yo, there's this like jelly guy over here. He's going like this. He doesn't seem nice. I'm gonna shoot at him and see what happens. Be careful, darling.
Alright. Mushroom, you lied to me.
I'm not advantage, just for fun. Okay, that's a 30 to hit the cube.
What?
A 30.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And a D8.
One time, haven't I apologized enough?
Plus 8. That's 11 damage on the first one.
A slow, painful death.
Second shot is a 24 to hit.
It does.
The mushrooms is evil down here.
Oh, goody. A 9 on the second one. Okay. And with Dread Ambusher. Oh, no, this is not first round. This is second round. So that's it.
Okay. Each one of those pieces of ammunition goes in, and it's like hitting ballistic gel. Just, and you watch it dissolve.
Do I think that it has sustained damage as our magic? It's a plus.
Oh, you can see that it. Yeah, it's taking damage,
but
right.
It just, I'm not getting those arrows back.
No, they're gone.
Actually, and then as my. Let's see here. As my bonus action, I'm going to go ahead and Hunter's Mark the blob.
Okay.
You guys, it's eating my arrows. Like, I've never seen anything like this. Or maybe I have, and I don't remember right now. And that's
dream once. Right. Let's see if I can find
somewhere
something.
Under the rainbow.
I'm trying to find something that looks like a hunter's mark.
Under the rainbow.
Terrors lie.
Octopi swim.
Yes.
Let's just do that.
But they're so small.
The little paw will be hunter's mark.
Little factoid about octopi. Octopuses is also an acceptable form of the plural form.
Okay. Tenant is surviving. That'll be his turn. Brings us right to Nox.
Alright, I can't see shit, so.
Is that right?
I'm just gonna, move more on shore. Can I see anything or nothing?
You can see what the light source is going to kind of reveal to you currently, so you're really not seeing much.
Okay.
Like, you can kind of feel your surrounding square.
Yeah, I'm just, there's Imon. He's, like, right next to me, but I can't do shit, so I'm just going to set her.
Check your Moonblade. Isn't there something that allows you illumination?
I don't know if I have that on that one or not. I don't know if it's earned.
Okay.
I'll check.
Just want to make sure.
All right, so we got Hunter's Mark. I'm concentrating.
All the concentrations.
Mm-hmm.
Just think, this is the first area.
I know. It's terrible. Fucking terrible.
I worked so long on these things, trust me.
I'm climbing back up as well. I'm done.
I mean,
I guess I can see. Moonblade is a sentient, neutral good weapon with an intelligence of 12, a wisdom of 10, a charisma of 12. It has hearing and dark vision out of to a range of 120 feet. The weapon communicates by transmitting emotions, sending a tingling sensation through the wielder's hands when it wants to communicate something it has sensed. So, I guess, should I roll, like, an intelligence or a wisdom to see if it's detected the gem?
I would say that it's going to let you know, there's something dangerous, and it gives you a rough proximity of it. It would allow you to target it and not be at disadvantage.
Okay.
but you physically don't see with your eyes.
Okay. Well, I will sit here and I will just set a reaction to attack if it gets close.
Okay. You got it.
Did anyone else know his sword was sentient?
No. I just met this guy like a week ago.
There's like a lot of firsts happening in this combat.
Ilias, you're up.
The one ran away.
Mm-hmm. I would say you'd be able to look with your octopus eyes and see that it is kind of like shifting and waiting. It hasn't made any gestures towards you or anyone else currently.
I'm the only one like still fully in the water, right? Bruna's like half currently in the water.
Yeah.
I'm going to use tentacles. Mm-hmm. Not that kind of podcast.
Do go on.
On the water elemental that's still like above.
Well, it's submerged in the water, but you can see it. It's like 10 feet below surface.
Yeah.
Got it.
Like, yes, we know the warhound is very loud.
Yeah. And you...
But it's a bludgeoning damage, and then if the target is a creature, it is grappled.
Yes.
So...
Is there a range on it? Is it a 10-foot range?
Oh, 15.
Okay, okay. So your current position is good.
Okay. 19 to hit.
It does.
Nine bludgeoning, and then they are grappled, and they are restrained.
Okay, so the grapple does not take effect as you try to grapple it and just through it. Because it is literally water.
And then I'm gonna move a little bit. Still try and put myself between the rest of the party and this elemental.
Okay. That will...
And that's it.
Okay. And then we will move to the cube. It is going to shift itself this direction.
This way?
Yep. The poor mushroom isn't though. You can pull the mushroom off the map because it is just acidically eaten away.
Bye.
How far are
you? Yeah, I was going to say the dot on that one disappeared. So I don't know where the red dot is from under it. Did it move its full 10 feet forward?
No, it literally just shifted.
It was.
Click somebody who can see. That's your problem.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Of course.
Dynamic lighting and vision. I'm trying to make it realistic. Sometimes a pain in the butt. Mm. That's where it moves to.
So close.
So that'll close end anywhere. Its turn as we come to the top of round three. I'm on your up.
Okay. As of now... Oh, boy. Tenet is still unconscious, right?
Currently, yes.
Okay. I am going to use a bonus action healing word as Runa has been pumping on his chest. I'll say, all right, you got this. Come on, wake up. And he will get back. I'm just doing first level, so first level it is 1d4, which is 4 plus 5. So he'll get back 9 HP.
Okay.
And hopefully come back to consciousness.
He will return to consciousness. He seems to be fairly hardy. It just seems like he took a little, like, either lack of oxygen or a nice blow to the head that dealt some damage made him unconscious.
All right. And then after that, so he is up, I am going to use... I'm going to go ahead and use Firebolt on the cube.
Okay.
that would be a... Mm-hmm. That'll be a natural one for a total of 13.
Okay. It'll go high into the ceiling. Right. Illuminates the ceiling.
And then let's see. Ooh, fun. I rolled a 3 for wild magic on the healing. And I rolled a 3 for wild magic on my firebolt. I don't know if I have to roll for cantrips, but...
Go ahead and... Any magic usage.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll me a d8.
A d8. Mm-hmm.
I rolled an 18 on my wild magic tray.
You're good.
4.
Are you counting wild shape as magic?
It's already wild.
No.
Magically assume the shape.
I'm not going to count that.
Okay.
Because your story for Marcia would have had to do things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no. 4?
4.
You roll me 2d10.
Oh, boy. And then just add it up?
Yep.
12.
You get 12 hit points back.
Oh, nice.
To heal.
Cool.
Then nice. Roll it again.
1.
Okay.
I love that look.
When you kind of, you start to feel this kind of burning sensation in your hands.
That's the firebolt.
as you will immediately point it towards the gelatinous cube, and you will cast Magic Missile as a 5th level spell. And
oh,
just
nice.
Erupt out of your hands.
Jesus.
After the firebolt failed.
Nice. Swimming is good on you.
Oh, jeez, I don't remember how many d4s that is. It's a lot.
I think it's like 5.
No,
it's more than that.
I think it's
7.
I think I have a...
Spell using spells of the second highest spell base, one more dart for each spell, for each slot above first.
So 7,
15, 18, 19,
plus 7, so
26
points of damage with the magic missile.
Yeah.
That's convenient.
Each one,
thank you.
Just kind of hit, and there's this small little. As you can see, it's tearing it up from the inside, and it's starting to kind of ooze and lose chunks of it. It's still viable, but it seems very angry.
Oh.
As it undulates.
All right. And then I'm going to just go ahead and Imon is going to move 5 feet towards it. So that when it starts its turn, it's within the... Mm-hmm. Spiritual Guardians. And that will end my turn.
That'll bring us to Runa.
Alright, so I see Tenet breathing and alive and alert-ish.
Yep. He winces in pain and grabs at his twisted, awkward leg.
I guess I'm gonna help him kind of like further up on the ledge, maybe to where he's like sitting, and I'm not really a doctor. So,
your nat 20 says otherwise.
Even a clock's right, a broken clock's right twice a day.
I don't know if I should set his leg.
I don't know. I'll just put I am going to put my hands on his leg and cast Cure Wounds.
Okay.
So.
Magically reconnect his bones.
Aha. Ooh, max. So that will be 14 points of healing.
Okay.
And, I don't know, maybe I realign the bone.
Sure. So you will work your magics. That is a magic, and you roll from the for the well magic table.
Heals it, and immediately breaks it again.
It heals, but it's healed like it was broken. Like,
5.
It's all crooked.
Roll me a d8, please.
The number is getting
above,
up. Yeah.
It's up above 5. We're at 5 or above now.
Jakers.
Two.
Featherbeard. I'm so jealous. Rilda would be awesome with a featherbeard.
Okay. So.
This is. There was a pause before this. Right. I'm a little worried.
You will like look up a third level fireball as it emanates from you.
Oh, God.
So everybody in that area will be affected by that.
Darling!
I'm so sorry.
Guys, your hands begin to get extremely violently warm, and you start trying to, like, put them out. And then just there's this huge surge of heat, like a hot flash.
Can I use my cat's agility to shove them in the water?
Well, you're a little far away, so no.
It's also a magical fire, so
I just
want to
roll. Stop, drop, and roll, human.
Be careful. You are covered in fur, darling.
Don't sorry. Me. You're going to fireball the area. Ooh, that's what your table says.
Yep. How's it feel?
That's right.
I know, right? I gave Ilias so much shit. I can be like, oh, it's working. What's happening? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Your leg is healed. Now you are burnt to a crisp.
I blew you apart.
No, you weren't.
Full-size fireball? Full?
It is a third level.
So, that's yeah. That's six. God. That's what, 6d6? Or 8d6.
Yeah, 8d6. Yeah. Oh.
So, like, oh, yeah. What's
dexterity
the
saving throw?
It's pretty 8D6. Much.
20 foot.
Yep. Yeah.
So, oh my god. I'm still underwater as well.
Yeah.
But it's a sphere. I'm pretty sure it's like a ball, right?
It is a ball.
So, it can get you under the water.
Yeah, I'm dead.
Yeah, it's just weather.
But, like, how far?
Oh, I'm super dead. I'm so dead.
I'll say that you're fine from your current distance. Fine. So is the water elemental. I'm good with that too.
Okay. What would be the deck saving throw that we'd have to make?
It would be a. We'll say a 13.
Yes! Perfect number to pick. Exactly the one that would be good for me.
I rolled a
14 also!
14!
Yes!
Yeah!
And I have evasion.
Nice! So it's quartered, right?
Tenet,
or is it nothing?
Tenet,
oh, that's right, when you win.
Tenet is also okay. As far as he passes safe.
Okay, Tenet.
It's 37 points of damage.
So everybody takes half of 37.
Did you get over 14? Oh, wait, you're not affected. Or,
you take nothing.
Yeah. You all take this damage for me.
Elias is just
how
like,
many
right.
did you say?
37 and a half, so 17.
Is the cube?
19,
is the cube?
18 to 19, yeah. 18.
Where's
yeah, the cube? The cube
is just
on 40 feet.
The cube is taking
more
all 37.
Importantly, Elias is underwater. Does Ilias see me miscast this?
I feel like there's this big bright flash. And that's it.
But I don't know what it's
right. Sad. I don't know. Yeah. You became an octopus. You don't know I cast fireball like you do. It's fine. We're just. It's a whole new world down here today.
I'm going to say that Tenet.
I'm going to become a melee character.
Is
now.
Smoldering.
Sorry.
His clothes were damp, so they're not on fire, but they are charred. He is unconscious again.
Yeah.
And slowly fading into the afterlife. His leg still looks
permanently dead.
No, he's okay. Still he's like fading. They're like saying, "Come over to the light," and he's like, "Okay."
This is sounding
he's
better
like, "Come
and
over
better.
To the light," and I'm like, "Breathe, damn it!" Yeah. And then I'm like, "Boom." Okay, no, the light looks good.
So after doing that, I'm pretty sure.
I'm
there's...
pretty sure that's all I can do.
Okay, so
I can't
that
mess one. Anything else.
You've done enough.
Yeah.
I maintain concentration.
That's
on
good.
My spirit guardian.
Ooh, yeah,
good.
I needed. That's a. What do I've never
that's
had to do
10,
that.
10 or more than half the damage. So you have to roll a 10.
Yeah.
Or con save.
Correct.
Natural 20.
And you're good.
That's what
at this point, it brings us to the other water elemental, which is basically going to just dive down. Just, I'm done.
F this.
It goes down.
Sizzle, sizzle.
Yeah.
Feel a little steamy?
It is leaving.
Not
and
so
then
sublime,
we're
going
to go right to Rilda as the gelatinous thing is. Starting to kind of like sloth or ooze. It's still up, but it's gross.
How far away does fireball go? Did
it's
it
like
hit,
20 feet.
Yeah, 20
did it
feet.
He took full damage.
He took all of it.
Is it smoldering?
Yes.
Boiling?
It's like dripping, so like pieces are like. onto the floor. And you can hear the sizzle of all the stuff that the goo hits.
All of the mushrooms are dead.
Well, you know what? I am
trying to kill us anyway.
As a proud partner to Runa, I accept that was on purpose, and I had to be put in fire because she was annihilating the cube.
Cleansed by fire, right? Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it was just because you were trying to hit the cube, not because of anything else.
It was fully intentional.
And so, in order to help you continue to kill the cube, I'm going to shoot some arrows at him.
You should.
That is a 28.
Hits it.
On the first one. Ooh, okay, 15 points of damage.
Don't forget your hunter's mark.
Oh, yeah, and d6. What did I just say? 17 points total.
Okay.
Second one, definitely, that's a 33.
Yep, hits it.
Hunter's mark. 16 points of damage on the second one. And I'm going to go ahead.
After the second arrow goes in, you watch them dissolve just like the first.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks very unstable, but still alive.
Wiggle.
I mean, how do you animate gel? Right. I'm trying my best here.
I never knew. Sorry, guys. I just want to make sure I can't do anything else. No, I think I'm just going to... I'd like to try and get away from the shore because I'm still worried about the giant octopus and the water beings.
They can see me.
I can see pretty far down.
Yeah, in dark vision. Yeah, I don't know how clear the water is, though. But yeah.
So can I... I can move through allied space. I just can't stay.
That's correct.
So I'm just going to... Yeah, like right there... And I'm going to be like, I'm protecting Runa from the blob.
I love you so much.
Mm-hmm. After you set me on fire, how can I not?
My love for you burns so strong.
Tenet's breathing appears a little bit better.
Oh, good.
His turn. It's now Nox's turn.
All right. I'm going to pull my crossbow out and take a shot at it with a +1.
Okay.
I'm like, Nox, this way, not directly follow my voice, to the right a little bit of my voice.
This way.
He can see, he's got a sentient sword.
He has the feeling of where it's at. Yeah.
Sorry, his sentient sword is guiding him.
He's like, sword in one hand, hand crossbow in the other.
So you go ahead.
Okay, that's a 13.
Okay, 13's going to hit it. What it feels like is you hear this very kind of soft but almost sensual female voice say, slightly lower, and it feels as if there's something...
Guiding
your arm, like grabbing a hold of your arm and guiding you where you need to go.
That is not in any way terrifying at all. Nope, totally normal.
Absolutely.
Nah, that's just 7 points of damage.
Turn around. When you submerge that bolt,
you
will hear it go, and it just kind of folds in and melts into the floor.
Yeah.
As it is no longer alive.
Do anything. Everything dissolved inside of it. It was just...
There is a bunch of cling and clatter, as if there's some armor and other things of metal bits that may or may not have survived or be whatever, but there is loot that spills on the floor.
Hasn't fully dissolved yet.
Can I attempt to recover my bolt?
It is gone.
It's gone. Dissolved. Okay. Yep. That one's gone.
Yep.
I would gently take a look and see if I see anything of use. Like,
poke at it with your shoe.
Let me put my leather gloves on and be like...
So you will see that there is a bunch of, like, there's like a helm in there, but it's like heavily corroded to the point where it's like you touch it and you're just going to put your finger through it kind of thing. You will see that there is a leather pouch that seems to be untouched. It is in perfect... It's goo. Got goo on it. Other than that, it's in good shape.
I'm going to show it to Runa and be like, everything else is messed up with this thing.
And there's just... goo is just dripping off of it. Looks like somebody snotted all over it.
I'm
going to
sniff it. Like,
it smells very acidic. Yeah, like it's like vinegar. Like smelling vinegar. Whoo! Burns your nose.
One little claw. Is the pouch like...
The pouch is in good shape.
Okay.
It's just very... Like your little claw will kind of dissolve slightly from the acid.
Okay. Careful, darling. Okay, I needed a manicure.
But no, there's no wiggle or gross things you can determine. There's something in it.
Like a chink or like multiple things, like bag of coins, or
the
like
bag
one
itself
large?
Is very full.
Okay.
But it didn't like make any like
noise.
Noise.
Let's open it.
There's
maybe
also
go wash it
off there's
first.
Also some bones from some like really dissolved bones and skull that is also
give it to
the
warhound. Perfect. Perfect. Yep. I'm going to take her suggestion and I'm going to go to the pool and just try to get some of the goop off of it before I
just looking.
Oh, hey!
Yeah, the water it'll completely kind of dilute it. You'll be able to cleanse it.
Hope that doesn't harm your skin.
Oh, no.
And then I'll open it and cautiously just kind of see what's in it.
You reach in to it and it feels like there's no bottom to it.
I'll hold my arm up and it's like covered to here.
Yeah.
I've heard of these things before.
I wanna see if I can also put my hand in it.
Sure. Yeah, both of you will submerge your hands into it. It feels like there's nothing in it, but there also is no tangible bottom. It's kind of like empty space or hollow void.
Ilias has one?
Yes. Yeah.
Ilias, I think this is one of those things that you have.
Are you talking to me as an octopus still?
Nope. Weird. Oh, wait,
it looks like Ilias's thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Oh, great. I just realized what I said. Bravo to me. Thank you.
Yeah, it does.
That's what this looks like. Yes. I'll stick to ladies. Okay, well, I think we have another storage thing.
I
want
to grab something out of it. Do we need to know what's in the bag of holding to grab something?
You have to
something?
Be able to think of what it is.
I'm going
to
start imagining things to grab. Gemstones.
You will feel something.
Ooh.
Yeah, and there's like a big, giant... probably about the size of like a tennis ball, really rough blue gemstone, and there's a pulse of magic to it. It kind of feels like you've encountered these stones once before. It looks very similar to, I think you guys encountered those like magic stones where the, was it the Mind Flayer?
Oh, is it the Zappy Zappy Stone?
Yeah.
Was I there?
You were there.
It's just many
gonna
episodes
frown
ago.
Many moons ago.
I'm gonna frown at
this one looks like it's been mined and tossed in there.
And not, you know, just...
Weapon!
I want, arrows. That's
a dagger. You'll be able to feel a dagger. No arrows.
Damn. Daggers.
You have a dagger. It's okay. Very unique looking.
Any like, recognizable emblems or anything?
You could do
What if, like, a hippopotamus falls
on? You do an investigation, if you'd like to, on the dagger.
Right. We're just here, like, saying things and, like, trying to...
Yeah, just, like, give me the fucking
dagger.
All right.
I got this gemstone.
That's awesome.
15 investigation. Let's see where it's a 15.
So the dagger looks like it's gnomish made, maybe.
Okay, gnome dagger.
But it's like a very dark twingy metal with some.
Wait! Runes. I want to stick my hand in and say potion.
You will pull out a potion. Superior healing.
Superior healing potion.
So you two come with me.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna walk towards the back of the room, like. Away from where
I can't
is
believe
up.
They don't know how to do this. After doing her head,
just
so.
Like flailing in the water right now.
Yeah. Have you seen Elias? He can probably help us with this.
He's in the water, so we're gonna go all the way here to the back. Runa, I'm assuming you're coming with, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Just sitting there, like, ooh, it's a shiny
I would have like palmed the dagger to you, Nox. Like,
and I'm gonna
this thing for you.
I'm gonna say, watch.
What's he
going
to do?
And I turn it inside out.
And just things come out. And there's literally going to be like another pouch that spills out of it.
Ooh, another pouch!
There is going to be a...
Yeah, I know. That's why I just look inside the little pouch.
There's going to be a few more of those gems that have been like roughly mined. But various colors, green and blue and red. Probably four of each. And then there's going to be a pair of metal boots, this heavy, clunky metal boots that are gnomer size that kind of out on the floor. And there'll be a wicked-looking sickle that you guys, some of you, have seen before.
Oh.
The other one may not have seen it before. You encountered it a long time ago while you were traversing to the city of Tyrdal.
Is this exact little sickle? Gnomish friend that died?
Not
eat it
off the cliff?
No. It's not the one that we yeeted off a cliff.
I think that was fourth anyway.
We saved the gnome, we yeeted the dwarf.
Save a gnome.
What's in the other little pouch?
Save a gnome, ride a cow.
Save a gnome, drown a dwarf.
What?
The other little pouch.
It's coins.
Coins? How many coins?
There's going to be 30 gold pieces, 30 silver pieces.
We're rich, bitch.
And there's going to be 5 electrum pieces.
Was this one of the sickles that the red caps wore?
Very good. As well as the boots that they wear. The big clunky boots that make noise. Heavy boots.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're good.
Oh, hey, I have a red...
I have their hat.
Yeah, the hat. Yep. It's been in here for forever.
I feel like I remember
now
that.
Jason could be a large red calf. You have the ensemble.
Try that. You can do it.
At this point, I'm gonna.
Would you like to keep the
bonus action back into my normal shape while still in the
water? That'd be great.
Do you like peek your eyes up to see if nobody's looking and then submerge? Okay.
And then walk out and be like, hey, what's up?
Where have you been?
Underwater.
Yeah. You got really impressive breath control.
Does a passive perception of 18 let me have seen the octopus at all? Mind you, I'm very...
No.
Okay, good. Yep. No idea.
Because he went below the water.
Burnt up.
What did you do? Catch something on fire?
Nox, you hear a death groan coming from...
Oh,
right
yeah,
next
damn,
to
I totally forgot about
it. We're looting.
Why is Tenet dead?
See, what had happened
there
was
an unfortunate explosion of fire that we don't know the cause of.
What? Oh, we know the cause. She killed the cube with fire.
Oh, what? There was
I definitely admit, I've gotten so much more powerful because since you went under the water.
Can I check Tenet to see if he's got a potion or anything?
He does have some things. Let me pull up his character sheet.
I'll give him a potion of greater healing. I have 6 of them.
I think he's legitimately dead.
Oh, well,
no,
see,
he's not.
Dead.
Oh. He's dying.
He's dying. Oh,
okay. He did one success, one fail.
Gotcha. When you said death groan, I thought like he actually died already.
That would be like a gurgle. A gelatinous gurgle.
Death knell.
Oh, man.
Oops, we forgot Tenet. I mean, you know, he's forgettable.
So you're searching for a potion.
I have one, I'm just gonna get one.
Okay, but since you're searching him, I will kind of let you know what you find before you are stopped as soon as I can find the right character.
Don't worry, friend. I'm used to not being a heel either.
You're Nox.
Just stuck in the battle.
All right. View.
I mean, to be fair, he knew what was coming through this tree. He should have been prepared to swim and not get knocked out. Like,
I don't.
Again, I'm a better ranger.
Okay, so he currently, you'll rifle around and see he has a pretty good looking short sword that he still has. His armor is finally made. He does have a couple potions, one of which is one you've never seen, the other one same. You've never seen these kind of colorations of potions. He has a ring on him that seems pretty magical. His cloak is beautiful. You will find an immovable rod that he has kind of tucked into the side of his boot. And as far as like healing potions, it doesn't look like he has any healing potions.
But
he's kitted out.
I gave him a potion of greater healing, yes.
Okay.
14 then.
Okay.
At least we found another one of those bags.
Oh. Me.
So, is everybody cool if I keep it? I got a lot of shit. I was gonna put some of my stuff in there. It's getting heavy. Especially if we keep swimming. Okay, cool.
Sure.
Good talk, good talk. Anybody need anything else thrown in here?
No.
Well, we're concerned about our dead guide.
We got a guide right here.
I healed it once.
So did I.
We all did our part in healing.
Until you blew us up.
He is very sore. His leg is tender, so he's going to have a little bit of a limp because it's going to take some minute to heal, but it has been fused and put back together. The items that I talked about are unfazed by the fireball, but his physical clothing is charred and shows signs of being blasted by fire.
Same. I'm going to pull my extra quarterstaff out of my bag of holding and give it to him.
Okay, you use as a walking stick, like a crutch, he'll utilize that.
I've had two this entire time.
Sure. He will do that. Thank you, is what he says, looking a little scowling at Runa. But very grateful to be alive.
I'm sorry, the power of the Holy Spirit just consumed me.
Overtook you completely.
So he uses this quarterstaff heavily as a cane or a crutch. I did warn you, it is very dangerous down here, did I not, is what he'll say.
We're all fine.
Hey, man. Right. You're the only one that was dying.
Okay. That's all he's going to say.
Okay.
Continue north.
Anyway. All right. Who wants to lead the way?
Not me. I can't see.
Lieutenant, you brought us here.
He's done limping.
Like, he will if you want. You're just going to move extremely slow because he's like half his speed on
better
crutch.
Better ranger?
I guess so. Better ranger it is. 33% more. More what? I don't know. Okay, well, sally forth. I will, I'll go in front. I don't really need light, so I'm just going to keep heading towards, I guess, what looks like a stone archway.
It does. You can look forth and see that it spills into another, chamber or area. You currently would see essentially like more mushrooms, more rock formations, depending on how far you want to go.
Is it safe to assume that those water elementals want to stay in that pool?
You're pretty sure. Okay. You're pretty sure that they kind of like assessed, okay, this food is not worth dying. We're good. We're good.
Not worth evaporation.
Right. And I would also say that you guys kind of learned that there was a little bit of an ecology in this area. The gelatinous cube would like shove things into the water or vice versa. They were cohabitating together.
Okay.
As if he would push them towards the water or they would push them out and they would each kind of help each other feed. So that makes you think a little more of what could be down here is a little bit more intelligent than you may be used to. Or very adept at the surroundings.
I'm gonna look at or kind of mention to Tenet or ask of Tenet, like, are these the tunnels that you were talking about before, about the underneath the...
He'll tell you that the caverns are he'll say essentially the catacombs are further. Yes, we have to travel to get to them. They will eventually break through. The next area, he looks a little confused because he hasn't been down here in a very long time and he really hasn't, like, in-depth explored. That makes sense.
We're lost.
No, he didn't say that, per se, but some things have changed. Like, the last time he was here, A, he didn't, like, dive into a massive pool of water. He did kind of climb down with a rope.
Yeah.
There wasn't any elemental or ooze creatures, so that was all brand new to him. So he still says keep your wits kind of about you.
Okay. With that information, I'm going to start to try and notate mentally, like, landmarks or, like, places, like, especially if we take turns and things, try to remember that. Okay. But generally just heading forward.
Okay.
Towards whatever direction he thinks is, like, the correct place to go.
Okay, so he's going to tell you essentially, like, when we go into the next area, there's, which you'll be able to visually kind of make out through the archway, there's kind of a path left and right, and it's going to open up all kinds of craziness. This next episodes or two will be turned into dungeon crawling or delving.
Yay!
For those of you who want to explore and all the fun things. He will tell you keep your wits about you and don't trust the fungus is all he says.
Not as fun as you think.
I feel like right now would be a great time for us to end this chapter of our tale as we're going to dive into the next section. So since we've reached the end of this chapter of our tale, we want to thank everybody for watching Creating Grin. Please subscribe, help us hit our benchmark of 500 or plus. We're trying to grow this thing and, you know, get bigger, better, and bring more things to you. Click the thumb down below to like it. Smash the bell button to keep to date on things, the newest episodes. You can always leave us a comment in the videos. We really appreciate that. You can check us out on our socials. We got Facebook and Instagram and Threads, @crit_eating_grin. We're on TikTok at Creating Grin, all one word. And until next time, keep grinning.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Season 2 of Creating Grin. Every listen on your favorite podcast provider, as well as view on YouTube, helps support us as we inch closer to our goals on improving our show, so we can bring to you, the Crit Crew, exciting Dungeons & Dragons real play gaming content. Share us on your socials. Help spread the word about Creating Grin. Check out our website at creatinggrin.com or our Instagram at crit_eating_grin. We're also on Facebook at CE Grin, capital C, capital E, capital G. Hit us up with episode questions on our Creating Grin Discord server, on our Talking Crit Questions channel. Game Master, Dungeon Master, looking to take your players into the world of Solaris? Check out our digital shop at ko-fi.com/creatinggrin at ko-fi.com/creatinggrin. Where you can purchase digital maps from our current and past episodes to upload on your favorite virtual tabletops, or go old school and print them out on paper and lay them forth in front of your players to conquest. Artwork from Creating Grin Season 2 is provided by our amazing artist Megan. If you are looking for character commission work or just love amazing character artwork, check her out at her digital shop at ko-fi.com/meglet. That's at ko-fi.com/meglett. Sound effects for Creating Grin are provided by Zapsplat.com. Creating Grin theme is Living Voyage from Kevin McLeod at Incomtech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution License 3.0. creativecommons.org/license/by/3.0/. All other soundtracks are from the amazing artists found on Pixabay at pixabay.com.